There'll come a time very soon within this program, this business development program, where we'll have to talk about creating a business plan. But you know, before you can do that, the astute entrepreneur asks themselves this question. And to me, it is so fundamental. I can't see how you can build any business and avoid this question. The question is this: what do I want? What do I want in my life? How do I get my business to so function and to become superbly effective that it aligns with what I want in my life? The two align one with another. One doesn't disturb the other. In fact, one helps the other one come about. It helps create the other. How can I create a business which is aligned with what I desire so strongly in my life? How do I do that? As well as building a business, constructing something that aligns with where you want to go in your life, the astute entrepreneur asks this question: and how do I create an operation, a firm, a business entity, an exceptional business that creates freedom for me, creates more free time, doesn't consume me until the business is all that I have left in my life? How do I do that? How do I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, where I want to do it, and in the manner I want it to happen? How do I create a business that allows me all of that? The when, the where, the freedom, the alignment. How do you do that? And until you know that, then you're going to create something which may start off financially successful for you, may be very exciting in the early days, months and years, but you know what? It will become a monster which will consume you until you're unhappy. You're miserable with the monster you've created, which provides money to distract your attention because you're so unhappy with what you've created in the business, which is silly. The money the business creates really should be to enhance something you've created and to enhance your life, not so that you can run around distracting your attention and consuming yourself elsewhere because what's happening in your business frankly makes you so miserable. And that's what we want to do in this session, show you how you can create that business that aligns everything together. The questions I've introduced so far need to be asked if you're to create a business plan that works for you. And the entrepreneur, the successful entrepreneur, starts to be somewhat unreasonable at this point. They ask unreasonable questions. They ask why and what for and what would I do with that? And they recognize and they reflect the fact that there's something going on in all of our lives. You see, all of us like to feel that we matter. Nobody likes to feel insignificant. And the entrepreneur asks the questions of their business. And it asks this question: how can I create a business that matters, that I feel that I matter? And that's a really unreasonable question to ask of any business, but that's what they ask. One thing I do know is that very few people in business ever ask themselves, what am I doing this for? What am I doing all this rushing around and frenetic activity for? Let me tell you how I know that very, very few professionals ever ask that question. What am I doing it for? What's its purpose in my life other than money? How do I know that? Because I've interviewed at great depth using the counselling and coaching skills I've developed over the last 30 odd years of my life. I've interviewed something like 4,000 professionals in a business context. 4,000. I lost count at 4,000. And I'll tell you this, when I ask them the question, why are you doing this? What's it for? What's it got to do with making you happy? They look at me like a scared rabbit in the headlight. They look at me as if I've just asked them something that is totally manic. They look at me as if I've just asked them to explain the theory of relativity. Why is that? The question I always ask myself is this: why do people struggle with something that's so basic, so fundamental to life and to successful business? Why do they not ask themselves the question, what am I doing this for? And what's it got to do with my real life outside of business? They're scared. They really do struggle. And they don't know why they're doing what they're doing. And we're going to change that. We're going to turn that situation on its head in the next few sessions in the Entrepreneur Foundation.